Vaccine court is not your typical court. There's no jury. Cases are decided in front of one of eight judges called special masters. Since the program began in the late 80s, 12,000 Americans have received almost $5 billion in payouts. There are no financial windfalls for lawyers. The court pays them by the hour. Where does all this money come from? A 75-cent tax imposed on recommended childhood vaccines goes into a trust fund earmarked for vaccine injury compensation.
In July, the Thompsons received a judgment of $2.1 million based on the special master's ruling that it was more probable than not that Jacob's six-month vaccinations aggravated an underlying genetic mutation. Jacob also received a lifetime annuity to cover his future care.
Is there any doubt that the vaccine caused Jacob's injury?
We can't ever prove scientific certainty on it.
Does that not mean, though, that some cases are being compensated when, in fact, the science might not support it?
Sure. And that's what Congress intended. There's very clear indication that said it would be better to compensate somebody that wasn't injured than to miss somebody who was.
How do you feel about that?
I think that's fine. While vaccines are critically important public health tools, they're not magic. You know, you can have an allergic reaction to aspirin. So it's a lot of different factors come into play to have a person be injured by a vaccine. Their genetics, their immune system. That's why the no-fault part is critical. The vaccine caused it, but there's no bad actor in this case.